Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
So thanks for staying with us. This current interview is brought to you by Proudly South African, Buy Local, Create Jobs. My guest this evening is Hepi Makhumalo-Ngidi, Proudly SA Chief Marketing Officer. Really here to talk about this exciting, exciting local wine expo that's coming your way in this coming week. Hepi, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Pimela. Thank you so much for having me.
This is really exciting news, Hepi, because, you know, we've all been under lockdown for 2 years and we've missed initiatives like this. Proudly South African putting together an inaugural wine expo. Come, tell us about the, you know, the thought behind it. What brought it about?
Well, you know, over and above the fact that we've all been locked up at home for the longest time, and I think, you know, South Africans are really just looking forward to these kind of activities where we can go out there, where we can demonstrate some sort of camaraderie and be together in one space and really enjoy local products, whether it's in the form of music or, you know, wines or whatever the case may be. But over and above that, the reason why we're doing it, Proudly South African, as you know, we are the country's Buy Local advocacy campaign, and we ours is to influence local procurement in favor of local products. So we find different touch points, you know, to remind consumers about fantastic local products and why they should buy and consume these products. Mm. So we're doing it as an access to market opportunity for businesses or for you know, in the wine industry. You know, we offer the view that it's one thing for somebody to own an amazing product or a great idea, but if they don't have anybody to sell that idea or a product to, it then defeats the purpose, right? And it then speaks against our ethos, which is, you know, buying local to create jobs and to sustain the jobs that we do have as a country.
Mm. I mean, the wine industry in South Africa is well renowned around the world. Everybody knows that our wines are great, but we had that lockdown period where, you know, the world could not really get our products readily, easily from us because of lockdown and logistics and stuff like that. How has it hurt the industry, and how much have we supported the industry as locals?
As you're quite right, I mean, in the absence of imports and exports around the lockdown period, it has hurt the industry tremendously. But in hindsight, if you think about it, what we've realized is that it has somewhat forced South Africans to have a bigger appreciation of their own product locally, you know, because in the absence of anything else coming into our country, for the longest time, we were kind of like forced to appreciate our own product, and wine was one of those things where most of us started having an appreciation of the fact that, hang on, we actually do have great wine, great quality wine, you know, that is properly priced, but also that is good quality wine and accessible, because at the time it was in our country. But now that it feels like life is getting back to normal again, and the borders are open, and you know, trade is happening again, you know, it is in that spirit that Proudly South African, you know, appreciated the fact that, you know, we actually have a lot of wine brands locally, and the time is now for an advocacy campaign as credible as Proudly South African to embrace these products, to highlight these products, to showcase these products, and to put them in one room and communicate to South Africans and remind them that we do have these products right here at home, and you know, products that are owned by SMEs who are, you know, creating jobs, sustaining jobs, and taking care of households, and also contributing quite nicely to the value chain of the industry, which is massive because it's labor intensive, the sector. And as proudly South African, we then, you know, we are a member-based campaign. So all of these wine products that are being showcased at the Wine Expo next year, which we're hoping will be an annual event, you know, will be in the room. But we've also, what we've also seen is that even those that are not affiliated with Proudly South African, they've reached out to us and said, we want to be part of the movement. How do we also get to show our products? And there's quite a few that have joined us, you know, which is great. So the time is right. Honestly,
I mean, one of the most wonderful things about the wine industry, particularly in South Africa, is especially for those who are connoisseurs in understanding wine, is that every time you have newcomers that lift the standard. So it's not as if, you know, you only have the old winemakers and nobody's allowed in. So that's really quite exciting to see who else has been innovating, who else is coming into the market. What else can we celebrate? Which I believe, as you are saying, we'll be seeing at the expo.
Exactly, and that's the intention of the expo, over and above giving South Africans an experience of how to enjoy wine, and you know, consumers that will be coming in, walking the floors, tasting the wine, and hopefully transacting and buying wine for themselves, whether it's for their retail businesses or whether it's for their personal consumption. But also, it's a platform where we are, you know, educating. It's an edutainment kind of setup where there's so much to learn about wine. You know, over and above just drinking a glass of wine, there's so much one can do with wine. You know, there's loads of local wines that we can cook with, different meals, you know, wines that you can make a dessert with, wine that you can make shakes with, and all sorts of things. And that's exactly what we're having. I mean, one of the days, just to quickly touch on the program of the three-day program, is that on the first day, we have a session where we're engaging buyers and media and exposing this whole wine scenario and showcasing the industry and the value chain. And then on Friday, we have a wine pairing session with a renowned chef and a sommelier who will be taking people through how you can possibly, you know, wine pairing at home, whether you're hosting friends or it's just you and your and your spouse or a partner or whatever the case may be, and anyone is welcome to be part of that whole camaraderie and have an appreciation of how wine can be consumed outside of the traditional way of consuming wine. Yeah.
Well, what is also lovely, I think, Hippie, is that you spoke about the value chain, and I think what is wonderful is the exposure to even young people about what else you could do in the industry. You spoke just now about sommeliers and so on. So that will be such a nice opportunity for young people to know. You know, you can be someone who's a sommelier. You can do all kinds of things in the industry that you may not have been exposed to.
And I couldn't agree with you more, because, you know, it's an industry. You know, if you see a bottle of wine, I think there's many people who don't have an appreciation of what goes on behind just one bottle of wine. Yeah. It's a whole industry. It's jobs. Yeah. You know, somebody is responsible for sourcing a shape of a bottle, you know, labels, the capsules and the cork, the actual content, the actual making of the wine, the sourcing of the grape, the planting of the grape, the taking care of the crop, the logistics behind it. There is a whole value chain. And I'm so glad that you're touching on young people being exposed to these industries. In fact, you know, we're running, as of mid last year, we started a movement at Proudly South African where we actively, you know, decided to take young people in different industries to expose them to the real world of each industry. So, for example, we've gone to the clothing and textile, we've done the clothing and textile, footwear, and leather, where we went to a local designer to showcase, you know, the fact that fashion is about it's not only about what you see on the rent, what goes on behind. We've done the poultry industry. Just last week, we took a few students from TVET colleges and university to go give them real-time experience about what goes on in an automotive plant or a plant where we make local cars. And now, in light of the wine expo, we also planning to take students behind the scenes, you know, from the farm to the factory, so they get to have an appreciation of the fact that, you know, wine is just not—it's just not a drink that we consume, you know, for different occasions or in private. But it's actually an industry that creates thousands and thousands of jobs, which then ultimately, you know, translate into taking care of many, many households.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I had a conversation with a sommelier once, and what they always talk about as industry players and influencers is just how much they value our input. So us as the consumer, which I think is really key here at this expo, that we as consumers will also be adding so much value to the industry. Your comments, you know, whatever it is that you feel they could tweak here, they could tweak there for their next, you know, seasonal intake of the grape. So it is quite interesting. And it's also very important that we become a part of this, particularly because it's free, right? I mean, I believe it's free, Happy.
Yes, exactly, particularly because it's free. But before even I even touch on that, you've just brought such an important point that a consumer is so critical. Remember, there's no business without a consumer. Yeah. We all consume something every day. Every day we walk into a shop and buy something. And so a consumer, consumers, and this is why we've gone on a rollout, you know, comms campaign to invite consumers to the wine expo, because ultimately it's about consumers walking to that space, you know, engaging with the wine, seeing the different local wines, having a bit of a taste, obviously, at the wine show, but also walking away with newfound respect for local wine. So the next time they go to a retail store and want to buy a wine, they at least have been exposed to local wines that they can then, you know, grab off a shelf in a retail store. Mm-hmm. And yes, you know, it's a free to attend expo for anybody who's able to make it. We open the doors at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We close at 10. Okay. We do encourage, you know, responsible drinking, though, because most people who come through will still have to drive. In fact, you know, just to showcase how serious we are about responsible drinking, we've also brought in service providers who will, you know, bring in a service, to, you know, a ride and drive service in case you get too excited and you go over the limit. So we've got all of those services in place. But it's just so exciting that, you know, we are going to be showcasing local wines made by South Africans, for South Africans, for the South African palate, and also for the international palate, because, you know, proudly South African, we're not saying buy local is lekker, because it's got nothing to do with that. We say buy local is lekker, but local is also good enough to be showcased to the world, and this wine expo is about that.
Yeah. Okay, so those of us who are interested and want to register, where do they go?
So those of you who'd like to come through, you know, so there's information on all our social media platforms, our website, www.proudsa.co.za, but we're on Twitter or the Insta, on LinkedIn, everywhere. Worst case scenario, let's just say you forgot to register. That's fine. You're still welcome. You're still welcome. We'll never shut you out. You're still welcome. You can come through to the Centrum Convention Center on Thursday the 7th, Friday the 8th, and Saturday the 9th. And, yeah, everybody's welcome, really. You know, the only bit of money you may have to spend is if and when you decide to buy yourself a case of wine or a bottle of wine or whatever the case may be. But even after the expo, because for us it's not a short-term kind of approach, we are hoping even after the expo, the next time you go out and try and buy yourself a bottle of wine, you will remember that local is lekker, because you've seen these wines, you know, at the expo.
Happy, lovely, lovely initiative. We really do hope this is an annual event. As you said, it's an inaugural one. And so all the best to Proudly SA. And hopefully, you know, you'll see us in hundreds and thousands in numbers that are allowed to be at the facility. So well done to you guys, and looking forward to all those wonderful wines this coming weekend. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pimela, and we're so grateful that Kaya FM is a partner in this initiative. It feels good. We're happy that you're part of the Buy Local movement for this initiative. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
See you at the expo. We'll be there. Thank you very much, Happy. And that interview was brought to you by Proudly South African, Buy Local and Create Jobs.
Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.